This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fun. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. I can just see it now, Captain John Reagan. So, the ad reads something like this. Want to explore? Like girls, we have a job for you. TSA, they're going to hire 800 new, what they call, officers. To join the ranks of their thugs that are putting their hands down the pants of everyone they can find before you can board an airplane. And now, well, when we first started with these band of thugs, the TSA recommended that we arrive 45 minutes to an hour early before the flight so you can get through the the line. Then it was 2 hours. You know, get there 2 hours early. Now, this is just what the government does. The government gets involved, and you have to get to your flight an hour early, then 2 hours early. Now they're recommending 3 hours. If you're going to fly in Chicago, they're recommending that you get there 3 hours early. Class, why would you want to fly? Really, why would you want to fly? Let me just share a short story with you. So I was flying, I believe, out of Denver, and I didn't want to do it, but I made this trip, and I was ready to go through the screening, and I did not go through the X-ray machine. I would not do that. So this guy's got his gloves on, he's ready to pat me down. I said, well, wait a minute. I don't know where you've been with those gloves. So I asked him to use new gloves. And I said, well, wait a minute, before you do that, what are you going to do with those gloves? And he said, well, I'm going to, you know, pat you down, and then I'm going to examine the gloves for residue. Residue. Huh. Of what? So I said, well, can you show me how that goes right now before we do this? I'm willing to take the time to do that. So he takes this pad, he wipes down the gloves, and he puts the pad in the machine, and the machine sends the alarm into panic mode. So the alarm goes off, and I'm really confused. I'm thinking, huh, why did that alarm go off? Why are all these lights and sirens going off? What's right here at this alarm? Huh. I looked at him, and I'm like, really? So you were going to use those gloves, and you were going to pat me down, and then you were going to test the gloves for residue, and the alarm would have gone off because you had whatever it is on those gloves before I even got here. And so I said, we need to change those gloves. So he put on new gloves, and I said, hold it, wait a minute. Before we do that, I don't even know if those gloves are going to set this thing off. Let's test those gloves before you touch me. So you want me to test the gloves? Really? I said, yeah, really? So he tests the gloves and everything was good. Then he pats me down and then he tests the gloves for residue and everything's good. But what I'm telling you is I was set up to have the alarm go off and then get extra attention in the private room where they lock you in there and they ask you what you're doing, boy. What are you doing, boy? Where have you been? What, you know, obviously The system doesn't fail. It's not the system. You must have been somewhere. You take all your clothes off. Bend over. That's where we have arrived. So, try not to fly. And, you know, if enough of us don't fly, then the airlines are going to complain that the government has destroyed their business. You've got to be nuts to fly today. Sorry for the diversion, John Reagan.
I guess if you want an easier time in the line, maybe you should dress as a Muslim. Anyway, this is the first time I'm actually having this discussion, and I thought it would only take a couple of segments, and obviously it's taking longer. And just to try and round out the threats to the power grid, we got a chance last hour to talk about EMP, CME, and cyber attacks. Well, the physical attacks are possible too. There's 9 critical transformers that if those were taken out, it would take out the entire grid. Now, we don't know what those are, but I'm sure, we obviously know that our government knows, and pretty sure that our major enemies know as well. So there's a number of ways of doing that too. Be pretty easy to bring in a shoulder-fired missile and just, you know, fire that. Of course, the problem there is you have to be fairly close, and if there's any kind of security, they might be tipped off before you get a chance to get your work done. But then I was thinking about a news item we had a month or two ago about how terrorists could go down to the store and buy a pretty low-end drone that has a 1-pound capacity and use a swarm of them to attack an airport, latching onto the wings and dropping a load of thermite. And then I got to thinking, you know, I don't have any experience with that type of stuff, so I've looked up thermite. And I was shocked at what I found. There's a number of recipes, but it basically involves a couple of fairly common things. And a basic recipe would be iron oxide, otherwise known
as
rust.
John, let's not give the recipe. Give the recipe in class. I just want to say that we are not recommending any of this. What John is talking about is how easy it would be, unfortunately, because of our carelessness and our lack of planning and our lack of protection of the power grid and the transformers. And John, let me just take a segue here. I ran for the director's position of Laclede Electric Co-op. That's an electric power co-op. I ran for the position of director of that. There are 9 directors, and I ran for one of them. And I stood on stage in front of thousands of people, and I pulled out of my pocket a 5.56 cartridge. It looks like a 223. I pulled out one of those, and I said, "He's about 30 cents, 20 cents." One of these, just one of these, shot in one of the transformers in the right place, will take down the power for 10,000 people. And I verified that before I went on stage. I verified that with the engineer of the electric co-op. I said, "This is what I'm going to say. Is that true? Do you agree with that?" And he said, "Yeah, that's true." So thermite is something that, you know, it's not made for nefarious purposes. Thermite is, you know, when the rail lines put together the railroad tracks and they want to weld one piece of track to the one in front of it, to the one in front of that, and make it continuous, they use this thermite. And it through heat, really high heat, it welds one piece of track to another. That's what it's used for. So it's not like you have to have a special license to buy this stuff. It's made from common materials. So please continue, John. I just don't want to give the recipe for it. I don't want the other team to say we're telling people to blow stuff up. We absolutely are not. We are ringing the alarm is how exposed we are, how stupid we have become.
Just the recipe doesn't even tell you how to get it to work. But I mean, this is stuff that's on Wiki. It's not. You don't have to go to some black site to get information on it.
That's and exactly right.
Kind of, there's so much stuff in basic chemistry. We really learned this back with Oklahoma City with fertilizer bombs. You know, you take the nitrate, you take diesel, and you end up with a big bomb. And
John, one small diversion. I went to the place where they mix fertilizer. You know, when in the past, when I've purchased fertilizer, haven't done it in a long time, but I asked the manager of the operation if I could buy nitrogen. No problem. I can. They would let me buy the same stuff that they alleged the Oklahoma City bombing was made out of. They would let me buy that. Why? Because I'm a farmer. Have I bought it? No. They said that, well, they won't let everybody buy it, but, you know, they know that I'm for real. So they would let me buy it. And they have it. They have it there. They have it right on site. Right on site. But, I'm sorry, please continue.
And then any government with a military and even terrorist groups and drug cartels would have C4 or something along those lines. So there's a number of things that could be used. And again, this isn't something that our government doesn't know about and our enemies don't know about. It's the American public doesn't know about it, and they don't realize what the risks are. So with what ends up being a small device and what can be small delivery devices, you can go in and, you know, take out these big transformers, or, you know, if you've got demolition experience, you can go in and take out these high power transmission lines like they did in Ukraine, and bam-po, you've got the grid down.
And John, you're not talking about anything that hasn't been on TV. You know, if you watch NCIS, the bad guy almost blows up the power transformer. Almost blows up. So they take you right to the edge of it, but then you get saved by Leroy Jethro Gibbs. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Captain John Reagan, in the mornings when I broadcast with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, I call him and we talk about what we're going to talk about, and that's the last time we talk about it. It's kind of happened today, hasn't it?
We might get there. We'll see. Again, I really thought the discussion would go a lot quicker. It's kind of like the very first time I talked about the financial state of the union. It was at it's at the Springfield Library there, and the group had a 45-minute window, and I thought I maybe had about an hour's worth of material, so I, you know, cut it down to what I thought would be 45 minutes. I talked for an hour and a half, and the only reason I stopped in is because the library was closing, and the discussion continued for about another 15 or 20 minutes out in the parking lot. And that was the point where I knew I had to write the book, because there's just too much material to get to. And again, I'm not trying to cover all the bases. I'm just trying to paint the picture to where you have some certainty. You might not like what the picture is, but you can focus on what's happening versus all the circus that's going on around you. And this can help you to stay focused for getting ready. And again, I don't know how many people we can possibly wake up, but if we can wake any up, hopefully something in here will. Now, we could probably devise a scenario where we get to the other side without a grid down. I really think that's kind of the least likely. And you then have to really believe in what gets to be some very far out conspiracy that, you know, if the banks, or say the banksters, truly control all the countries, including Russia and China, and nobody gets to go to war without their permission, then in that type of scenario, we might not see the war, and we might not see a grid-down situation. And for me, that's the even more nightmarish scenario. But let's explore grid-down. Now, I believe we see grid-down after a financial collapse. It's possible that we could see, with everything going on, war take place, which we would have grid down. Of course, the economy goes apart after that. Either way, we need to look at what is the aftermath of grid down where you have no supply chain. And that's where you have to be ready ahead of time. You're not going to be able to hop on the internet and order anything. You can't Google something. You can't watch a YouTube video on, you know, how to do something. What's ever in your library, or if you're fortunate enough that you had, you know, like a smartphone or an iPad or other tablet where you had it in a Faraday cage and you had, you know, PDFs and videos preloaded onto there. Okay, maybe you can use that. But otherwise, it's going to be, you know, the old-fashioned, you know, paper books that you'll have for your resource. But beyond the books, you need the skills. And in some cases, you need the tools. And just having the tool, you know, doesn't necessarily mean anything if you don't have the skill to use it. And what was so frustrating to me in watching Amerigeddon is that food was barely given a discussion. You know, they're talking about people that they could bring into their group. They talked about this farmer, and, you know, he said, well, that could come in handy. gee whiz, yeah, food could come in handy. And you can't wait because you can't just, you know, raise an animal or raise a crop in a short amount of time, and it might not even be the right time of the year to do that. So you have to just, yes.
You're absolutely right, and right as we speak, my son is buying 7,000 pounds of hay. Why? Because the cows have eaten everything we have. The sun hasn't come out. We are out of food here at the farm. We had a backup plan, and we implemented it this morning while I'm on the air. He's buying hay right now. We'll be right back.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved
loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I arranged for that yesterday. And you might think that I didn't plan. No, I planned, and I still have some few thousand pounds of hay left. But we absolutely had to buy it because we are burning through easily 3,000 or 4,000 pounds of hay a day. And if you want to put that into numbers, that's easily $100 a day just to keep our cows alive. $100 a day, that's $700 a week. That's without transportation. You put the transportation in there, it's $1,000 a week. Why? Because The criminals that are seem to be running things have turned off the sun. They've turned off the sun. We have enough moisture, but we don't have enough sunlight for photosynthesis. So although the grass is tall, it's thin. The undergrowth is hardly there. And it's not just here. The same thing is in Tennessee. The same thing is in Kentucky. I was there over the weekend. I looked at the grass. And by the way, 21 chemtrails over the skies where we were at the RK Prepper Show in Tennessee over the weekend. 21 chemtrails Sunday morning. I counted them. And I'd like to read something else. I got a note from CJ. She's a lovely lady. I've never met her, but we've communicated back and forth, and she sends me tidbits of news, things that are happening in her family's life. And I have a feeling she's about the same age as I. And she sent me this note. My brother-in-law has been hospitalized in Florida. The nurses there told her, my brother-in-law is hospitalized. The nurses there, I guess it would be his wife, that he was lucky to get a bed. There are waiting lists for beds and rooms in that city. Here's the kicker. The halls in the hospital were lined with hundreds of hospital beds. And when I asked her why, she didn't know. She said she doesn't ask questions. She just does what she's told. So now the question is, why do they have these hospital beds lined in the halls? Obviously something is happening. Maybe people are getting more sick than the hospital expected. But these are the good days, John. These are, you know, we still have the power grid. We haven't had that CME. We haven't had that financial collapse that we've been talking about for years. It hasn't happened yet. But all the signs are pointing to catastrophe and chaos. Chaos. That's where we're headed. Sharon in Montana, welcome.
Good morning. Hey,
good morning.
I was going to suggest a couple books people might want to read. I know it's really difficult to imagine life without electricity, and even though we've lived a fairly prepared life for a while, just in case of anything, earthquake or whatever, one is One Second After, and the other is Lights Out, and they're both well-written, and they give you kind of a bigger picture of what would happen if you didn't have all the services. They're enjoyable read, but they're very informative, and they're a way to kind of wrap your mind around what it could be like. I mean, they both have different types of endings, which may or may not be viable. The other idea I would just suggest is that people explore the idea of herbal alternatives for various problems like high blood pressure or whatever. There would be a fairly high die-off if you couldn't get their medicines, and there's some fairly decent alternatives in the herbal field, and it would be probably smart for people to consider looking into that now. And if you have these stuff available, it'd probably be very much in demand because people wish to live. Anyway, that's all I was going to say. I just think it's easier if you read something and kind of get the bigger picture instead of individual things.
And class, I'd like to mention that Sharon is a USA Prepares instructor, and you know her husband, Kyle Harris. They live off-grid in Montana. My wife bought a copy of Lights Out from USA Prepares instructor John Moore, and she read it, and it was she said it was riveting, and it was an eye opener, exactly what you said. And class, just last night, I was chatting with my mom, so I brought up Netflix, and we were sitting in the kitchen, and she said, "Jericho, let's watch Jericho." I said, "Okay." She said, "We watched it before. Let's watch it again." I said, "Okay." And Joey, USA Prepares instructor in Michigan, said that he's watching it for the third time, and each time he watches it, he sees things that he missed. Same thing happened to me last night as I watched the pilot for Jericho. J-E-H-R-I-C-H-O. J-E-R-I-C-H-O, I think it's spelled. I suggest that you watch it, and I said to my mom last night, I'm going to offer that as homework at USA Prepares. Absolutely riveting. I think you should watch it. It's an eye-opener about society. What the heck happens when things go bad? John Reagan, do you agree?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Sharon, anything else?
No, not particularly. I was going to say you can get these books at the library. You don't have to pay any money for them. They should be very easily available at the library. We can get it at our small library. So, and Jericho's actually good, too. It's just when you watch or read these things, it's a good idea to think, what could I not live without very easily? I mean, obviously, you could probably live in the woods if you had some kind of food. But, you know, what could you do? Even if you just have an earthquake or, like, bad weather they've had, I mean, you don't have to think war or collapse, although those are possible. But I just think they give you an idea of, oh, wow, you know, I never thought of that. So anyway, that's all I was going to say, because I think sometimes just talking about it, it's kind of up in the air and you don't really visualize it. And if you watch something like Jericho, it shows you. But if you read some of these books, you start seeing the fallout. And there's some things you can do that could minimize the impact on you. So anyway, have a great day. Thank you.
Very good. Hey, thank you, Sharon. There you go. John, back to you.
Well, we've gone the long way around to get to the point that you really need to have your food and water ready. And you can't just, while it's important to have food stored, you can't just rely on that, because you have to have the working skills on raising your own food. And if you're not already doing that, you know, unless you've got enough food stored for the rest of your life, which is kind of cost prohibitive, you're probably only going to last for about 60 days at most past what food you have stored up.
You know, John, I've been growing tomatoes since I was a child, and I love tomatoes. And I planted about 20 plants. And I was talking to my mom about them last night. She said, get 4 tomato plants that are doing really well. And I said, Mom, I planted about 20. And so 16 of them are not doing well. They are not doing well. They need sun, and they need an environment where they can grow. And it was nice and warm out. I put them out. I watered them. I did all things that you would expect. But they're not growing very well. 4 of them are doing okay, just okay. The potatoes are doing fine. The tomatoes, the peppers are doing poorly. I don't even know if they're going to survive. So, and it's my fault. I didn't put in the hoop house. It's something, I mean, it's just more things that I need to do than I have time to do. I mean, what's more important, the cows, the hoop house, the equipment, the hay equipment, making sure everything is working. I mean, the radio broadcast is what first thing is first, and it's getting a little difficult to figure that out now. But it's tough growing a garden, John. I don't care what anybody says. You just plant those seeds and expect them to just work automatically. That does not happen.
It's kind of course, funny. I think it was the first expo in Lebanon. There, I went by and was talking to Mike Knox, You know, I was kind of joking with him. You know, well, you know, all you got to do is plant the seed, water it, and wait for it to grow, right?
Yeah.
And he got a good chuckle out of that, too.
Yeah. And, John's mentioning water. This is not an infomercial, but if you want ProPure water filtration, the same system that I think is the best there is, it's available at usapreparers.com. Click on the tab and at the top, and you can buy them at the lowest price. We sell them at the same price everybody else does, except we offer an instant rebate. So you don't have to fill out anything. It's just right there. And that's my way of saying we discount them. We sell them at the same price everybody else does, except we offer an instant rebate. But I can't say we discount them. So if you want them at the lowest price, we have them. Sherry in Kansas, welcome.
Hi, Vince.
Hey.
John. This is Sherry from Kansas.
Yeah.
I got one of those Flow Jack kits. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but
yeah, no, I know the inventor. He's been on the air with us. He's been to the expo.
Okay.
Flow Jack, yes.
Well, when I finally got it installed, it said you only needed to go about 20 feet lower, 15 to 20 feet lower than what your water level was, and I took my water level at the new moon, which is supposed to be the lowest part. And so I did, although I had the pipe to go deeper, I only went that. And then when I tested the water, I could taste the sulfur, which I really can't taste with the pump, the thing when it the electric pump goes a lot deeper. So
yes,
I
want
to recommend to people that if they do that, and I had the capability to go deeper with the kit I bought, that you do go deeper than just 15 or 20 feet, you know, mm-hmm. because of the problem I ran into. Do you understand?
Yes, what you're saying is you have a static water level and you went 15 or 20 feet below that, and you're saying go farther below the level of the water, the static level of the water in your well.
Yes, get better water.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
And there's one other thing I wanted to say. You're talking about the Jericho deal. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if either of you remember a series. It's the first thing I ever saw Jessica Alba in, and it was called Dark Angel. And the scenario was she was some of these children that were super soldiers. But it was only on the air one season, and I think it's because they had drones.
Because they had what?
Because they were showing drones.
Yeah.
This was back in the 90s.
Mm.
Using drones on the population. Anyway, that's all I had. Thanks.
Sherry, thank you so much for being with us. Captain John Reagan, I'll be right back after these few short commercial announcements. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today, I've got your.
Take my.
When you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I just listened to Hillary Clinton, one of the chief architects of the destruction of the United States of America. And the YouTube video I just listened to is very short, 45 seconds. It's about, we're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. And I posted the link on the website, page 1. I'll probably play it tomorrow. We're running out of time. Anita in South Dakota, welcome.
Hi, this is Anita.
Yeah.
I live off grid, and I've tried to prepare for these EMPs or these whatever mm-hmm. they're going to do to us. But I use a Mylar in addition to the trash can, the metal trash cans for a Faraday cage, and then the extra large stuff. I've been using Mylar blankets and Mylar sleeping bags. Now, that's supposed to be coated with some kind of aluminum, and I'm hoping that works. But like, I have all the extra controllers and regulators for my solar panels
mm-hmm.
in, you know, trash cans. And then
you say
like
trash
my
cans,
bobcat that I use to move hay, I make sure that the bucket doesn't touch the ground. It's on wood,
what?
It's not grounded. Am I
your
on
bobcat,
the right track on this stuff?
No, I think you should be grounded. You know, there's two schools of thought here. One is to ground that trash can, ground the equipment. I think absolutely ground it. But some engineers would say don't.
With the rubber tires, would
yeah.
that prevent it from
out? Yeah, partially, but I still believe if there's moisture on the tires, you know, the the bearings and all that are metal that go to the hubs, that go to the wheels, that go to the tires, that go to the ground. If there's moisture,
okay.
I think there's got, you know, if it's a massive EMP, I think you're going to have some current going through those tires. And I would ground it. I would put that bucket flat down. That's what I'm not recommending you do anything else that or something that I don't do. All of the equipment that we have that has buckets, those are on the ground.
You make
you're
sure
on the ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, make sure it is grounded. That's my logic. And I've talked to plenty of engineers, and I found some that say no and some that say yes. And I would ground everything. And I like the idea of keeping sensitive electronics in ammo cans. Now, they're not absolutely perfect because they have a rubber gasket, but they keep the moisture out, and they're surrounded on almost all surfaces except for that rubber gasket. They work pretty darn well. I think the trash can with a metal lid, the galvanized trash can, not a plastic one, but a galvanized can on the dirt is a good idea. I like that.
Yeah, I keep all the small stuff in that, but like the big vacuums and extra TVs and stuff, I put wrap in Mylar. Is that going to help them all?
What I would do is I would not leave the cords stretched out to act as antennas. The power cords, I would not leave them attached to a twin lead antenna or a coaxial antenna. I would make sure that the power cord is folded in a short package so it does not act as a large antenna. Don't plug it in. Don't attach it to the cable TV system or the over-air antenna or a piece of wire as an antenna or rabbit ears. You know, if it's extra, I would not have any of those devices attached. And I would also disconnect any... some people leave their wall warts in for their charging of their cell phones and other equipment, battery-powered equipment. Don't leave them plugged in.
Well, see, I'm off grid, so I'm off.
Yeah.
I'm most of the time, but.
Yeah, I understand, but even if you have power cords and there's a CME, those power cords will act as antennas.
Even if you're off the
grid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have a metal building too, so I think that'll help too, I hope.
Yeah, is it grounded?
Oh. Metal roof?
Probably not.
I don't know, probably not.
Probably not. So, you might want to ground that building.
Yeah. Well, I could run that on the water pipe, right?
In one place. Just ground it in one place to the ground. Don't put multiple grounds in, because then you will have an effect where you're generating electricity between the ground rods and you'll rust your metal building. Captain John Reagan, hey, thank you so much for being with us today. And
thank you.
And John, we didn't talk about anything we wanted to talk about. John, thank you. Thank you so much for all of your hard work. That's above all honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.